This is Stevenson Mustangs Basketball. Online, mobile, and on demand. Powered by SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to the postgame show. We're joined now by Mustangs head coach Gary Stewart. Stevenson wins 85-73. Coach, longest winning streak of the season. You guys extend it to six. What was the difference between the first meeting between these two teams where it seemed like nobody could get going offensively and the way tonight's game played out?
At their place, it was a rock fight, possession by possession. Here is a little bit more up and down. Neither team could get the ball under control. The whole night was on the interior on both ends of the floor, and when that happens, usually you're going to give up some points.
Coach, what I was impressed about tonight was it seemed to me you played a full 40 minutes. Very consistent, no offensive droughts tonight.
Yeah, we're getting a little bit better with that, getting a little bit more acclimated to what we're trying to do. It's taken us a while to get there, but I thought tonight we were much, much better. Up there at Albright, it was a real struggle offensively. We made some adjustments and tried to open the floor a little bit and try to get some isolations, and that helped us tonight, although the ball didn't move as well as I'd like it to.
Coach, you hit right on it with the isolations. How much do your eyes light up when teams are going to play 40 minutes of man-to-man and never offer help when you guys are scoring inside with Fisher and Kuntz? They didn't help till 3 minutes left in the game. They never sent a double team.
Yeah, different people play different ways, and Coach Ferry is a little bit like me and believing in his guys, and I don't fault him for that. And we've got to capitalize. Tonight we were able to do that.
Well, I thought the IQ, the basketball IQ, you guys realized what the matchups were, went after, and that's why you shot 63% tonight.
Yeah, I thought that we recognized where we wanted to go with the ball. Eric had it going early, and then in the second half, we liked the matchup with Justin, and we kept going there.
Is it one of those things almost, you can only say it so much, but it seems like going right on top of what we're saying, this team recognizes when somebody has the hot hand and then they keep trying to go to the right guy at the right time.
Yeah, the ball should naturally flow to the person that's open in our offense. You take the possession late in the game where we found Chris Day on the baseline. He was the guy that was open. We got the ball to Chris, and Chris capitalized on that. And that's when we're at our best, is when the ball flows to the person that's open.
Well, Christian Robertson, tonight, what a fantastic performance. 9 for 11 from the field. He just seemed to have so much more control of the offense.
Yeah, he was terrific. Didn't practice all week with the injury on Saturday. We weren't sure it was a go. He felt pretty good in our shoot around, and so we thought we would get to the game and see how he warmed up. And the adrenaline, I think our fans helped with that, and he was excellent. It actually slowed him down a little bit, and he had a good pace to his game.
Why do you think he's been such a better shooter from everywhere? The field, the three-point line, and the free throw line. He's up tremendously in all three categories this season.
Well, I think he's taking shots in rhythm. And when he does that, he's an excellent shooter. And anybody, not just Christian, but anybody, whether you're playing professionally or on the collegiate level or high school, when you're sped up, that's when things happen, poor things happen. I think he's playing at a really good pace.
How do you slow a fast guy down from
that's
a
right.
coaching perspective?
That's
how
right.
do you do that?
I yell and scream as much as I can, I guess.
Anyway, Coach, well, congratulations. 6th win in a row. Quick look at Messiah Saturday. Obviously, they got you guys in a close one here the first time.
Yeah, that'll be obviously the next one. We're staying in the moment, so that's an extremely important game for us. We know that they've got a bunch of fighters, highly skilled. It'll be another situation where we're going to have to guard multiple people to get them under control.
All right, Coach, congratulations. We'll see you Saturday. Another big win for the team.
Thank you.
That was head coach Gary Stewart. His team wins their season-high 6th game in a row, 85-73.